So welcome everybody to the November 13th use case realization call. And today we're going to be discussing the PlugFest happening on December 5th. And hopefully Tracy will join. Maybe Melanie or Joanne, you want to try to get a hold of Tracy?
Okay. Let me ping her. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so we're dedicating this call basically just to the discussion of the PlugFest. It's happening on a single day on December 5th, Thursday, December 5th. And let me pull up the slides here. See a couple other people joined, and hopefully Tracy will join. Jamal, sorry.
Benjamin, just a quick question.
Yeah.
The meeting time, is that to change to 10 o'clock from this week, or is that because in the calendar it's still 8, it's 9 o'clock?
So yeah, it's supposed to be at this time. Let me see.
And also the email you sent out.
Yeah.
It's different time zone because you have 10 a.m. EDT, but you have 10 p.m., which is China time, which is not this hour. It is 1 hour before.
Take a look here.
In the calendar, it is 1 hour before this one. Yeah, this is not correct because in China, it is right now 11.
Uh-huh.
It is not 10.
Uh-huh, I see. Interesting. So right now, Eastern is correct and Pacific is correct. You're saying this is incorrect.
Yeah. If you look, if you look at ONAP calendar, it is 1 hour before this. It is 9 Eastern time.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Let me see.
I called in 1 hour early and there was a few people there trying to call.
Oh, that's not good. Okay. So I don't think I can edit. I'm not sure I can edit this. Let me see. Vimal, do you know? Can I just edit this? Is that right?
Just editing, it won't help.
Won't help, yeah.
You can probably edit it, but that won't change.
Yeah, so what I did was I changed it in the Zoom meetings thing here. So it should show join today. This should show correct now as 10 a.m. So let me see.
Eastern time? That's your time, or?
Yeah, Eastern. This is correct, but
the calendar, if you look at the OMAP calendar.
Okay, let me see.
You have the link to the calendar that's below it.
Yeah, just below here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Who can change that? Let me see. I can't. I don't think I can change that. Let me see. What's going on? Please log in. This is not, is this the Linux Foundation? No, that's not right. Let me see, the overall calendar is up here. I think it's up here.
I was sending the chart.
Okay, thanks. Oh yeah, here it is. Okay. Right. Wednesday.
You need to look at 13th.
13th. 30th. 7/13th. Okay.
Yeah.
8/9. Oh yeah, you're right. So that's a little weird, huh? How do I change that? Amal, do you know how this changes? Is it? I think you have to log into like Groups.io or something to.
I tried and I wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
Right now it's scheduled for 9 o'clock, and is that what we want? If you want to continue at 9, so that.
No, this should be at 10. Yeah, it should be at 10. It's just. Let me see, because this. Yeah, it should be at 10. It's just the question is, and we moved the 5G meeting up to 10, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, this should happen at 10. You see, because we overlap with very few meetings at 10. So.
there are too many meetings at 9.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I purposely didn't put it at 9. All right, let me investigate and see how I can change this. Thanks, Sue, for bringing that to my attention. I thought if I edit it here, it'd be okay. I did edit it in the Zoom recurring meetings, but apparently that's not enough. Okay. All right. So let me bring people up to speed. We've already discussed these slides, but let me just go over them in case some people, I think most people have seen these already. But anyway, so the this PlugFest is aimed at December 5th, Thursday, December 5th. It's a joint ORAN plus ONAP conference where they want to sort of demonstrate some progress in ONAP, showing some of these O1 interface functions to a vest collector, a high volume vest collector, and some use cases for PNF plug and play, PM bulk request, basic fault, basic configuration, OF based 5G SON, and the working for open front haul. so for plug and play, I'll go over that in a minute. I have some slides put together. For bulk PM, the idea is to be able to show that the PNF is sending of us a file ready event on the O1 interface or a secure interface connection to ONAP, which triggers the within ONAP a data analytics trigger for a file transfer, and then the actual file transfer occurs. So there's several yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? Just sorry to interrupt you. So the one you have with the collector to the, let's say the Nokia with the Ericsson EMI, with all, can we say that's the O1 interface?
So the O1 interface is, I think it's defined to be the OEM, essentially the OEM interface to different things. So you see these O1 interfaces, they're defined to basically ONAP connecting to the RIC, to other, you know, to the CU and DU, specifically, I believe, for OEM functionality. Connecting to an external EMS, I'm not sure, actually. I'm not super familiar with all of the ORAN stuff, so maybe that's it. I don't know. Can somebody answer Joanne's question?
Could you ask the question again, Joanne?
The question is, right, the O1 interface big picture. So O1 interface basically say, oh, we need a network, NetCon EM for the device directly. If we have something in the EMS between for controller to the device via EMS, are we going to call the O1 interface?
No, so as far as ORAN is concerned, ORAN is more interested in defining the network architecture part, the orange part. It doesn't really say what is in the top blue box, the what they call orchestration and management service and management orchestration, SMO. If SMO is implemented using some EMS or non-EMS, doesn't matter. It's the, whether it's EMS or directly through ONAP, it is the interface which is the, it is defined, which is NetConf Yang and WES for event and so on. So the standards are defined only, it ORAN only cares about the network element part and the interfaces they support, how those interfaces are used, whether they are used directly by some management framework like ONAP or through EMS, it doesn't matter. Does that help?
Yeah, you're trying to say, let's say the controller to the device via NetCon EM, the traditional we call the O1 interface. But it's where the controller via NetCon EM to the EMS to device, but between controller to EMS, if we have put up an adapter, we still call the O1 interface as long as NetCon EM. That's what you try to say.
Yeah, but it's still O1 NetConf Yang, and if NetConf Yang is being consumed by EMS, that's fine. If it's consumed by some controller like STNC, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. From the ORAN point of view, it doesn't matter. From ONAP point of view or from some service provider point of view, they might say, do I need an EMS or do I don't?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Vimal. So for the basic fault, yeah.
Tracy's joining in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay, all right, great, wonderful. So for the basic fault message flow, I think we're going to sort of de-emphasize this, but the point is, I think they want to at least mention probably that the PNF can send a VES fault event as defined in the VES configuration specification and receiver specification that defines a VES fault event. And then this VES fault event, it basically is received by ONAP, and in theory, some data analytics or microservice can take that event and essentially, you know, process something and take action on whatever it needs to activate, like say a policy. And of course, fault, being able to receive faults is a pretty basic operation that I think we'd want to demonstrate. Same thing with basic config. The idea, I think, is to be able to receive a config from the PNF, some like some parameter.
So this is basically a config change notification.
I think this is, Yeah,
so the, what you see, orange three is config change notification.
Yeah.
And two is the configuration on the
like network. A CM notify, yeah.
Yeah.
So the CM notify is actually something relatively new that's getting defined in R6 actually, but the idea I think is to show that basic sending a config and being able to receive config back to a PNF. So the working group for Open Front Hall, I'm not as familiar with. Vimal, do you have some familiarity with that?
Working group four is the front hall between DU and RU, and they have defined netconfyang for front hall specification. I'm not sure what is the hybrid architecture here. Open front hall.
So I think maybe Tracy can speak to that a little more.
At the front hall configuration, you do not configure RU directly. You configure DU, and any changes you want configuration want to do, you go through DU. That's what you see on these pictures over here on the right.
And this is only limited to the ORAN. It's not a proposal in ONAP yet, right?
The ONAP, so as I said, ONAP, they are the ONAP controller like STNC can be used to push the netconfyang configuration, the front hall configuration. That's what that will be done or demonstrated that yes, front hall can be configured using STNC, what they call STNR.
Okay. And then there wasn't a slide for the OFSON PCI, but I assume there will be. All right. And I've been working on, so let me show you, I've been working on the ONAP plug and play slides that we plan to present for the PlugFest. And I'll post these slides up so people can use this as a template if they wish. So I am showing the basic stages of plug and play, where some modeling, functional modeling is done. The first part of PNF instantiation is performed, and a service is declared using the resources. And then a initial ANI entry with a PNF ID is created. And then ONAP waits basically for the PNF to perform its power up and bootstrapping. And it performs an internal plug and play procedure by itself for the PNF to come up. And then the PNF contacts ONAP through a PNF registration VES event where the PNF registration handler, the PRH, basically receives that event and finishes the processing of the PRH so that ONAP can recognize the PNF. Missing the outer frame here. In another sort of functional box view of this, I have the steps that correspond to the wiki page here. I see Tracy joined. Hey, Tracy, thanks for joining. And I think working group one. So Tracy joined. So basically, let me see. So basically, the user in vid in SO creates a service that declares that it would need this resource for the PNF, that it's expecting that PNF. It creates an ANA, a sort of a null, well, not a null, but a first stage ANI entry. And maybe I should just copy this here so it's easier to follow. Oops. Yeah. Okay. So it creates an ANA entry, and then it basically ONAP is waiting for the PNF to perform its basically power on installation, you know, its authentication and DHCP exchange, discover exchange. And then it contacts, it goes through security gateways and contacts ONAP through this PNF registration handler. Maybe I should draw this over a little bit, huh? Okay. It sends this PNF registration VES event that's received by the PRH, the PNF registration handler. And the PNF registration handler eventually sends a PNF ready, which is received by put on the DMAP as a topic and received by SO to process by SO, and eventually comes back down through the controller and is able to send a service configuration message back to the PNF. So then these are just flows showing the main stage four, which is sort of the meat of plug and play, where it's performing this PNF registration event. And the PNF is sending this PNF registration event, but ONAP is waiting for this service instantiation piece to happen first. And if that's happened, then ONAP will recognize it, send the PNF ready, and then ONAP can finish and complete its configuration of the PNF. So these are the slides that I kind of plan to show at the PlugFest. I think it'll fit within a few minutes. Obviously, I can go longer or shorter, just depending on how much time I have. Okay, Tracy, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can. Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes. I've muted myself. Yep.
Yes. Sorry, great. Thanks for joining. So
I was actually explaining more. I was giving a PlugFest update on the ORAN TIFG call earlier today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what I went over is, you know, I created on this on our realization call, I kind of put the cut and the questions and answers we had before, all the notes we had on our previous discussion. I just went over very briefly the slides that you put together. I don't know if there's been an updated slide, and then I just went over the slides that I plan to present.
I'll send you an updated set of slides.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you an updated set of slides. How do we want to do this? We want to start collecting your overview for PNF plug and play, and then I'm expecting, I don't know if Oscar's on, an overview of the bulk performance management data use case from Oscar. I don't know if he's on.
Yeah, he's not on, yeah.
Okay, and I understand there were some questions about working group for management plane versus O1.
Yeah, what would we show here? Or is there, there were some questions about what this is, I guess, and we plan to demonstrate and what's the...
So what we demonstrated during a POC in July of this year is that, yes, and of course it should work, right? You know, if you have, a Yang model that compiles without error, it you should be able to, integrate, whether it's a simulator or real equipment with SDNC, CCSDK, we're calling it SDNR, of course, as the persona. So we will show real equipment with the working group for M-plane Yang files, and you'll find them in the ORAN software community Garrett. and this real equipment is going to do some, you know, and the thing about the M-Plane Yang files, the M-Plane specification, it's all based on NetConf and NetConf notifications. So it's not, you know, it's not consistent with the O1 interface specification yet, but we do need to show that the working group for M-Plane and O1 can coexist.
Let me clarify my question asked before, like Sony Bridge. Let me see, just make sure confirm the common understanding. So let's say by tradition, we say O1 interface, because I'm working on project related to this, so just make sure that definition from you, we all correct. So the O1 interface, say, as long as, the NetCon Yang from controller to device directly, we say this is the O1 interface. But if they have the EMS from controller to EMS via NetCon Yang, we still call the O1 interface?
So there's no, in an open source POC, there's no EMS. So we could just take that question off the table. We'll call it, I mean, it could be there, and we'll call it something else. But with respect to, because an EMS is obviously vendor proprietary and equipment specific, and this is an open source POC. Now, of course, you know, vendors can implement their, you know, plugin or call it whatever they want. From the working group for management plane specification, we're talking a direct interface from SDNR, I'll use it in ONAP terms, to the ORU and not to the ODU, to the RU but not the DU. And if you look at that, the picture that's in the slides, you'll see what I mean by that. So this is the reference architecture. So the notion here is with open front hall, you could have a DU, which is up top, an RU down below. DU is typically, you know, you can think of that as a base station, and an RU, you can think of that as a radio or remote radio head or antenna or it can be from the same vendor or, mix and match with different vendors. And we're not going into any of that. We're just saying that, okay, we have this open front hall implementation. And instead of, if you go over to the right-hand side, instead of the hierarchical M-plane model, and I took these diagrams right out of the specification, we also want to demonstrate that it is possible to support the hybrid M-plane model, which means that you would have, within the specification, it's called an ORU controller. It's also referred to as an NMS. For our purposes, it's ONAP. You can have a physical logical ONM connection from the RU to something other than whatever's managing the DU. So that's what we're looking to demonstrate, that yes, that has been done. And you know, it's not carrier grade production quality yet, but several equipment vendors have implemented this M-plane specification, and we can show it hierarchically at the hierarchical as well as the hybrid model. That's the notion here.
Yeah. So I when I misspoke, I said, you know, we are going to do indirect management through DU, but what she's saying, what Tracy is saying, that RU is configured directly through the management system using NetConf Yang. One, that's the figure on the right, the hybrid M-plane model. That's what she's they're going to demonstrate.
Yeah, and Vimal, I think we need to demonstrate that we're beginning to have equipment vendors support the specification, and both models are currently acceptable according to the existing specification.
Yes.
So then, Tracy, let's say, because this is a very important concept, you want to allow things. So the initially, you and I chat admin about the O1 interface without the EMS, but that's done. That's not a problem issue. Another one, say, we see hybrid one currently, then just so on the right-hand side, we still call the O1 interface, but it's called the hybrid I'm playing all one interface, right? Just because I want to clarify.
It's conceptually, it's similar to the O1 configuration management, fault management, performance management interface. But in this case, and I can send, I can actually, the specification is publicly available, so I can post it, or actually I'll send it right now to Ben's distribution list. It's not based on the same information model. And the Yang files, obviously, if it's not the same information model, the Yang model is different. And there are going to be Yang model differences anyway. And we're using NetConf notifications for fault management and NetConf notifications for performance management, not using this as the, you know, the message format for FM data. And we're not using this as notifications for bulk PM. So it differs from O1. And let me, as I said, I'm going to send you guys the, I'll also put it up on, I should have put it up on the wiki because that would answer a lot of questions. But I wasn't sure I was allowed to put ORAN interface specifications out there, but apparently that's permissible, Vimal, if they're released and they're publicly available, and this one is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I don't know if I just confuse things more, Joanne, but we don't want to draw parallels between working group 4 M-plane and O1, because that I think is going to, you know, confuse people even more. It's conceptual.
No. It's good because I'm adamant about O1 interface for you to file for a while, but the things that come up in the between blurry one hybrid, you know, I just want to make sure with you.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, working group 4, the Open Frontal Working Group within the Open RAN Alliance, they have a plan to, you know, migrate, converge with the O1 interface specification, but it'll happen over the course of a year or more, meaning maybe between now and end of 2020, maybe early 2021. And they've insisted upon, and rightfully so, that we, you know, remain compatible. We support the work they've already done that's entirely NetConf notification based.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, thanks. So, I think also some things we want to mention last time, I know a number of people weren't on this other call that we had, and we talked about specifically the use cases that had multiple companies involved, co-demoing companies for Plug and Play, Ericsson, Nokia, and CommScope, and Bulk PM, Ericsson, Nokia, CommScope, and NEC. And we talked a lot about the amount of time that would be spent in the actual demo, which I think might be important for people to know. So that the actual event will take place on December 5th from 10 a.m. to 11:30, after which there will be a discussion in Middletown, New Jersey, at the AT&T location. And so we talked a lot about the times that would be spent in each of the demoing different things. And since then also, Tracy, I've put together this set of slides. If this looks good to you, I'll load it up and other people can sort of use this as a template.
Can you go back to what you were showing before? I just want to make sure that we have all the vendors listed that need to be listed for each one of those, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, so...
Point, we want to call out Samsung is doing the working group for a demo with just their Pico radio, meaning their RU.
Tracy, with the, what he's showing right now, are these all the correct vendors? Are they all participants?
Yep. Okay. We've got Comscom, Ericsson, NEC, Nokia, and Samsung. Now,
all right, but you have NEC, his NEC in there too, so.
NEC, yep.
Yeah, okay, so, all right.
Now, Samsung, and we'll figure this out. I think this is just a confusion. All big companies have the right and the left hand and not knowing all the time what the other one is doing. So Samsung got confused and thought we were asking them to support O1. And I said, no, we just want a quick demonstration of working group for M-Plane. So they're going to come back and reaffirm what they already confirmed, which is that they're participating. Unless they have some other, you know, issue that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. So I think, let me see. I guess let me put a line in here for a row in the table here for each of the things. So for basic config and basic...
Oops, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
the working group 4 demo, that's Samsung. That's just Samsung.
Ah, okay. Samsung. Oops. Okay. And there was also... Oh, the OFSON PCI. All right. And it's Shankar is demoing this, right? AT&T.
That's only if we're ready.
Which one?
We may have to push that.
Yeah,
out.
I don't. I don't know what would be ready to demo.
So Shankar, this is the email exchange. If and only if we're ready to show some simplified version of OOF-based PCI RSI with CommScope 1 cell. And if we're not, then we do it next time. So I wouldn't even.
I don't think we'd be ready.
TBD here.
Yeah.
You don't want to show what's already been demoed, what we've already done before?
We have the Dublin, but that's actually, there was a whole discussion of taking that down and putting in El Alto and completing El Alto testing. So.
And Shankar, whatever you want, we can put TBD or we can put next time.
I think next time would be good. I don't think there is, at least we didn't plan for this. We are so focused on things about which Yang model to use and some other new things for the control loop coordination and policy.
Okay.
And with the CommScope, till now we have only done things with the RAN simulator. So... And using a netconf interface with our Yang model. So sending a netconf to a CommScope element with a different Yang model, I think all that will take some time. And I don't think we planned for that at all. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll circle back to this. And as you may recollect, when we first looked at this use case, it was with CommScope 1 cell, with ONAP release 2 Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to demonstrate something, well, I don't want to say trivial, but it wasn't that exciting. So whenever your sub team is ready, let's try to demonstrate.
Yeah, we can certainly include CommScope in the demo that we would plan. Yeah, absolutely. So then we just have to make sure that the Yang model we use will work for CommScope. And we could even have two Yang models or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we have to talk about that because that might be an unfortunate fact of life for a while.
I think that might be okay because one of the objectives was to be able to use a Yang model and have it model driven. And so if there's a way if it's not all hard coded, then then we might be able to switch Yang models. We have to discuss that, and we are making some progress there. It's
Okay.
Actually, on that subject, Ben.
So,
very quickly,
so I'm hearing where there we're not dumbing anything, right? No, ben, no demo.
No, not for this. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, sorry, Shankar.
Well, unless I mean, I don't know if Comscope is going to want to try to do something, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull this off without Shankar's sub team. So I think it's best to just say next time, right, Shankar? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Shankar, you were about to say something.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a change of subject, but let me ask anyway, Ben. Oliver, some of those discussions about Yang models and how we proceed, we used to do on the Friday call for the runtime config DB, but maybe it's a good time to ask about times of calls, because Shankar PN for the OF team project call, that moved from 11 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern. And so I moved the OF's on call from 10 a.m. Eastern to 9 a.m. Eastern. So now we have a conflict. And so we have to figure something out.
Yeah, maybe let's do that offline, because we're kind of running low on time and there's a lot to cover still.
Great. Sure.
Tracy, for the config, basic config and basic fault, I think we said we would just mention it, right? There's no actual demo per se that we're to save time. Is that right? Do you agree?
I think all of the equipment vendors who are supporting O1 already support this for fault management data. Mm. And I don't, and if I'm, am I overlooking or overstepping? I think we just say,
right, that it works.
It works. And as far as basic config, I think all of the four vendors who are supporting the early version of the O1 configuration management can say at least that, you know, they support netconf yang ONAP style. I don't know if we need to do the only one that I'm aware of that would be doing a the direct interface from, we could call it SDNR, we could call it a module within non-real-time RIC. I think we're gonna call it SDNR, but we'll see. It might be valuable to show a config change through a direct interface from the controller.
I think it was more last time we were trying to hammer out the amount of time we had and the amount of time we were requesting. And we said that to save time, to work in the times for things, we would want to allocate, we would just mention basic config and basic fault. However, if we're not doing OFSON, I guess that kind of buys us back 20 minutes. Which we could dedicate to that, right?
Yeah, I think that might be interesting.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. And I think Marcy was interested in just making sure we had the right companies listed and things for the other. All the demos. So plug and play, bulk PM. If we do something with basic config, let me add an entry here for that then.
So the Tracy, the Netcon Yen in this this demo, you use the O-RAN model for Yen model for this one?
With ComScope, yes. And I'm not sure about the other vendors. The other vendors may have a netconf yang implementation that is, you know, more 3GPP aligned, or in some, or maybe, you know.
So what company would this is Martin with High Street?
For basic config?
Yeah, and basic config.
Basic config would be Comscope. I don't think High Street is not an equipment vendor.
Yeah. But Martin from there has been involved.
Yeah.
And isn't he from High Street?
Martin's from High Street.
Okay. Okay.
And I think Ericsson is also doing basic config.
Okay. Ericsson, right.
Mm-hmm. And I would just put NEC question mark. I don't know about NEC.
Okay. Okay.
And Samsung, no, because they're, you know, whatever basic config they're capable of demonstrating mm-hmm. is based on working group for M-Plane.
All right. And so this is kind of what we'd be showing. And I guess if we're not showing anything here, then we have, if you want to use the 20 minutes, I think we would have 20 minutes here, right? Or we can,
yeah,
we can,
I mean, just to show again, stuff. Show that, you know, there is, you know, again, this is not, you know, carrier grade production quality, but it's the industry is beginning to adopt the specification.
Yeah. All right. And then let's see. So in the working group 4, what would you kind of expect to be demoed? I guess we kind of talked about it already.
Yeah, I think it's just like we would show basic config, basic fault 01 style with equipment and equipment vendors who are prepared to show that. Working group 4 would show basic config, basic fault, open front hall M-plane style. You know, nothing super fancy, just, you know, changing a value, changing the value of the config setting on the radio, generating an alarm.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. And that I think we said was 10 minutes. Yeah. And of course, if we need to, we can juggle that between the 20 minutes here and so forth. All right. Okay. So there were a bunch of questions and answers that we won't rehash, but you can read through this page again. And if you go to today's use case realization call again, which is off the Frankfurt page, all of the use case realization calls are off the Frankfurt page. And you go to today's link, you can get access to this. All right, and I will upload, or Tracy, you can send me the latest slides, and I'll upload the plug and play slides, and maybe I'll ask Oscar to upload the other stuff for PM. Also, there was a link to a web page, which I sent you an email. I couldn't get access to the supposedly the official site, right? I was having problems getting access to that official site.
Okay, was it, do you remember if it was to O-RAN software community or?
Let me see and find it again. It was here. Yes, it was through the O-RAN, I think, this link here.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let me send you, yeah, that I, the,
this link doesn't work.
The wiki, yeah, they've rearranged their wiki. Let me get you, I'll text you in the chat the correct link.
Okay.
Now we can just make sure it works. I have this problem.
Page not found.
Yeah, okay. Give me a second.
In the meantime, does anybody else have any other questions about the planning, the questions about the presentations, what we're demoing, who's demoing what, logistics?
So the demo will take place in the Middletown, New Jersey on December 5th?
So the actual demo will be at the Rutgers Wind Lab. And yeah, okay. That's in Brunswick, New Jersey. There will be other locations around the world, I think, that will be involved, and or maybe just sort of calling in, maybe. So I think Rutgers Wind Lab is where the actual demo people are going to gather, and the actual demo will take place. We'll probably tie in the Orange Lab, the AT&T Lab in Washington, the test bed in Murray Hill, the AT&T Bedminster Lab, but these are other sites I would kind of expect, honestly, just to be sort of just calling in maybe via WebEx. So
yeah, that's, yep. I don't expect, you know, we want this notion of having proofs of concept every 6 months to be easy and normal, so people don't have to travel all over the place, ship equipment, that it can be, we leave the test bed up, it's virtualized, it's self-serve as much as possible, moving closer to a lab as a service model. So there will be anyone who's in, if it's convenient for anybody who's in the New York City, New Jersey metro area, come on over to Rutgers Wind Lab.
Yeah.
If it's not convenient, you know, join remotely. The majority of participants in all of these, we've been doing this every 6 months for a while now. The majority of participants are remote attendees.
Right. And do we have a little bit?
I just chatted the link.
Okay, great. Do we have any more information about this sort of panel or what's happening in Bedminster?
So that would actually be in Middletown. Because I have the auditorium in Middletown, I'll see if I can do Bedminster instead, because I think that's going to be more convenient for quite a few people. And let me get back to you with you know, Middletown. If we can't get Bedminster, okay, we have Middletown. And the notion is, you know, one representative from each of the five vendors talking about whatever you want to talk about. Well, not whatever you want to talk about. The way we've done this in the past is the group has agreed upon a small set of questions that will be posed by a moderator. You know, like, you know, what did you do over summer vacation? I'm just making that up, obviously. A representative from each of the equipment vendors will have a few minutes to answer. And then there will also be a representative from, and then this is just going to have to be the local service providers or operators. So three or four questions posed to the equipment vendors, followed by, and again, these are questions that the equipment vendors, suggest what questions they would like to be asked and agree upon the three or four questions. And likewise, the service providers, the operators among ourselves say, oh, these are the three or four questions we want the moderator to ask us.
And is there, who do we know who the moderator is, a place we can submit questions or?
Last time the moderator was Lyndon Ong. Okay. This time we're gonna ask if he can do an encore.
Yeah.
And it's Lyndon.
Oh, Lyndon, okay. All right.
And he's ideal as a moderator. He's just keeps the time, keeps it light. And if he's not available, I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay. Be backup plan. I guess I was asking that because if what if we want to early submit some questions or something.
Yeah, let me I did mention in passing, but I don't have Lyndon's rock solid, yes, I'm available, I'll do it. He said, oh yeah, sounds like a good idea. So let me double confirm that he is going to be able to be our moderator. And he's a good choice because Obviously he's with Sienna. He's very deeply involved in multiple open source projects.
Okay.
But, you know, he's not a wireless equipment vendor, so that's a good thing.
Okay. We've reached the end of our time. Any last thought or question from anybody before we close?
Hey, Ben. Rural call still for 5G use case 10 a.m. Eastern time, right?
The 5G tomorrow's call, you mean, is scheduled for 10 a.m. East. That's correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Great. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I hope you found this useful. And again, you can find it off the main release page. Have a great day. Thanks, everybody.
Ben, every call with you was useful. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.